Mutability means a subject to change or changing. Immutability negates that and means unchanging. And the only unchanging thing in the universe is God Himself. And this will have very practical application for our lives. So we want to look at several passages of Scripture here in the beginning. Let's turn to James 1:17, although it's listed there in the bulletin for you, but you could turn to it. James 1:17. Would someone read that verse for us?
Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
Okay, there's an expression. Who does not change. Or as some translations would read, with whom there is no variableness at all. All right, let's look at Exodus 3:14. God dealing with Moses and the Israelites and Pharaoh. Exodus 3:14. Moses is out there in the desert. God comes to him and says, go back and talk to Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go. And Moses rightly says, well, they won't be impressed with me saying that. Who shall I say sent me? And God said, go back and tell them, I am sent you. Which is a statement of who he is. The great I am. No beginning, no ending, I am. A statement of his unchangeableness. Malachi 3:6.
For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O son of Jacob, are not consumed.
A plain statement from God. I do not change. Numbers 23:19.
God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he seek and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?
Plain directive about our God. Job 23:13.
But he stands alone, and who can oppose him? He does whatever he pleases.
Isn't that great? God does whatever he pleases. He has the power and the ability, and he can do that. So here are some statements about God that remind us of his attributes, who he is and what he does. He is unchangeable. Now, this is so opposite to life here. Here, everything changes. The weather changes. Saw a weather report on the newscast Thursday or Friday when there was a storm that hit around San Luis Obispo. Heavy storm. And the lightning was so fierce, it was like a Midwest summer storm. When lightning just seems to light up the whole sky. And the lightning there was awesome. But that happened so quickly. What a change. The stock market changes. How many of you worry about that? I guess we don't care too much, but it does change. The whole economy changes. And people change. We change. And have you ever met people when you're not really sure what it's going to be like being with them because they're so moody and their disposition changes so rapidly you never know. You wonder what it's going to be because dispositions change, which makes life here insecure and undependable and fills us with anxiety and fear. So it's a great thing to study the attributes of God. Now, in considering the immutability of God or his unchangeableness, let's consider first of all then that his attributes are unchangeable. All that God is in being omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, gracious, loving, kind, all of his attributes are unchangeable. And he never gains new attributes. God, from all eternity, had all the attributes that he presently has, and he will never have new attributes in the future because he's perfect. And if God had to gain new attributes, it would indicate that what he presently has is inadequate. So God never gains new attributes. He never grows in any way because he is complete in himself. There is no lack in God. He is perfect, and his attributes never change. Now, while he never gains new attributes, he never loses those he has, because he said, I am the great I am, and he is never greater or less than perfection. God remains perfect, and he never changes in his attributes. He never evolves. He never devolves, if that's a word. I doubt if it is, but that's a way of expressing it. So he is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, full of grace and mercy, compassion and justice, and faithfulness and holiness, and his attributes are unchangeable, and we're thankful for that. Now, secondly, then, the moral character of God is, well, first of all, we'll consider another thing about his being, his essence, his being, what he is unchangeable. That is, God never became. He never became God. He has always been God. From all eternity, he never became. And he is not becoming different than what he always has been. He never started. He will never end. He is the eternal God that is unchanging. And we say this morning, God is. The writer to the Hebrews was directed to write to say, they that come to God must believe that he is. God is. And we believe that by faith and by what reasons he shows us to believe. So God never came into existence, and he will never go out of existence. He remains as he is throughout eternity. God is not young or old. And God never grows older. It's interesting that the green people today are talking about the universe warming up or cooling down, or the sun wearing out. The sun makes its own energy by gathering atoms together. The sun that God created will not wear out. Neither will God himself, because he doesn't grow old. His life, then, his very being, is immutable. And he will always be the God that he is. Thirdly, the moral character of God is unchangeable. He's already perfect, so God cannot be more honest than he is. He can never be less honest than he is. Isn't that wonderful? God cannot be more holy than he is. Neither can he be less holy than he is. Because in his moral character, there is absolutely no blemish, no mar, no corruption. He is perfect in holiness. He's clean. He's perfectly clean. He's perfectly pure. There is absolutely no contamination within his mind or his heart. Our God is absolutely truthful. He cannot be more truthful than he is, and he cannot be less truthful than he is. Our God is perfectly just. He cannot be more perfect in justice than he is and has been, and he cannot be less in justice than he is. Now, you and I know today that there is great trouble in our justice system in attempting to get criminals convicted and given just punishment. It is not happening today, and therefore we are in serious trouble in our nation because justice is so perverted. And then sometimes as we talk about predestination and election, and people complain about that to say that isn't fair, that isn't just. But a human being can never complain against God's justice because our sense of justice is already perverted by sin. We don't know perfect justice until we read it in Scripture. And whatever God is perfect justice. And whatever God does in determining the salvation of those whom he chooses is perfect justice. God cannot become more perfect. He is already, and we could use the word mature, and we use that humanly, which means God has always arrived. He never became. He's perfect. His attributes are unchangeable. His very being, the essence of his life, is unchangeable. His moral character is unchangeable. Aren't you thankful for that? Fourthly, the purposes and plans of God are unchangeable. Now, we don't know exactly how this works out, but in before creation, there is some biblical evidence to reason that the Godhead set in motion a plan for the history of man on earth and then to go into all eternity. God set the plan in motion, and he created the earth and the heavenly bodies. He created human beings, and he brought about the flow of history. He raised up kingdoms. He put kingdoms down. He will rule in the final kingdom. And so he made a plan, and he made a purpose. And that plan and that purpose of God is unchangeable. And it isn't necessary to change it because it's perfect. Everything that has happened and is happening and will happen is perfect. And can be no other way because nothing can be outside God. If it is, he is no longer God. Now, why would a plan or a purpose change? Well, maybe there's two reasons. If you and I make a plan We might want to change it because we had a lack of wisdom. It was a mistake. We can make mistakes in making plans, and we need to be flexible, confess that, face it, and be willing to change the plan. That could happen to us. It cannot happen to God because he doesn't lack wisdom and because he has never made a mistake and never will. Another reason for changing a plan might be the inability to pull it off. I might make a determination, but find that there's something there where I am inadequate to pull this thing off. And I need to be willing to change the plan. Now, with God, that can never happen. Because he is omnipotent, he cannot make a plan that he is unable to finish. So the purposes and plans of God are unchangeable. The question is raised, can God change his mind? Which is the same as saying, can God change his plan or purpose? Now, why do people raise that question? Because there are certain instances in Scripture where God speaks of himself as, quote, repenting or changing. One of the things is in relationship to Jonah and the Ninevites. Jonah is a Jew. The Ninevites are Gentiles. God said to Jonah, go preach to the Ninevites. Jonah hates the Ninevites. Jonah does not want God to save them. And they are rebellious people against him. Excuse me. So the language in Jonah becomes such that it appears that God has changed his mind to save the Ninevites. But not really so. It was in his purpose all the way. So as we study the context of these passages, we learn that God cannot change his mind. Well, we might say then, what about prayer? What's the use of praying if we can't get God to change things? I had a real humdinger of a debate one time in an elders meeting in a church where one of the elders was very upset at me because I told him, or I was teaching, that we cannot change God's mind by prayer. And his thought, well, what's the use of praying? So what happens when we pray? Here's a situation that does not seem humanly good, and we're asking God to change it. I was asking God to change my health there for 2 weeks when I had a strep throat. God healed me. So what did God do? Did God change his mind and heal me? No. He just fulfilled his plan. And his plan was to let me be sick for a while so I could appreciate good health and spend some time in communion with him and express my reliance upon him. I didn't change his mind. We cannot change his mind. But by prayer, he uses our prayer to fulfill his purpose. God is unchangeable. His love toward us is unchangeable. His grace toward us is unchangeable. So we have a theological doctrinal truth about God, which is fully and completely biblical, that God is immutable and unchangeable. And that is a very, very vital part of our Christian belief and doctrine. And it's very important for us this morning to learn about it. Because God is unchangeable, he is then dependable. Could you trust him? If he was like a chameleon, and you couldn't be sure of what he was like today? No, he wouldn't be dependable. You could never trust him. You could never trust his word. You could never count on him. If God is not unchanging, he cannot be faithful. Our salvation is insecure. Heaven is insecure. The provision and the protection over our life is very uncertain if God is changeable. Now, our life here again is so changeable that it's wonderful to have someone who is so dependable and so faithful and so perfect. It lifts us out of ourselves and gives us hope and a great desire to live for him. So this morning, as we think of that, let's turn our hearts to him, to depend upon him, and to count on him, and honor him by trusting him for everything. What if God could change? There would be no substance to the creation. We couldn't trust anything about the creation. We couldn't trust anything about salvation destiny. We would have no hope and no security if our God is ever less than perfect. But he can never be that. And so we worship him this morning. If there is a part of your life where that needs attention this morning, to really trust in God and not dishonor him by thinking that he is unfaithful, let's turn our hearts to him this morning and worship him because he is unchanging. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that what we read about you in the Word of God is so true. And we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is unchangeable, and that the Holy Spirit is unchangeable. And therefore we bow to you as our God, and we worship no other. And we pray this morning, Lord, that we would not worship idols, and that there would be nothing in our life that's more important to us than you, and that you would receive all the honor and the glory and all the credit, and that you would receive our time and our attention, and that you would be fully glorified by us individually and by our church, and that we might study your attributes to know you as you really are, and therefore worship you rightly and serve you heartily. We pray that you will deal with our lives personally this morning and go from heart to heart and give us a heart and mind to bow to you and worship your majesty and use our lives for your glory and capture us for your service and be glorified in us this morning. Lord, we thank you for the truth of your word, and we pray that you will cover the teaching of your unchangeableness this morning by the power of your Holy Spirit, and sensing an inadequate ability to express this, we pray the Holy Spirit will now teach us those great truths and apply it to our lives. For Jesus' sake, amen.